As we explore Aaron Lau's captivating diptych, Reconfigurations, we are immediately drawn into a vivid interplay of colors, shapes, and symbols that narrate a unique story across its two panels. The artwork employs a striking palette of bold blues and soft pinks, creating a dreamlike atmosphere that invites us to linger. On the left, we see a bustling street stall, likely selling fresh fruit, where a vendor leans over the vibrant display. Above the stand, numerous objects dangle, contributing to the market's lively ambience. A prominent sign advertising a pawn shop casts a layered meaning over this scene, implying not only a place of commerce but also an intersection of stories and exchanges that await. Looking to the right panel, we are greeted by a large, illuminated sign for Tai Ping Kun Restaurant, a staple in the culinary landscape of Hong Kong. It appears to be supported by bamboo scaffolding, an iconic feature in the city's architecture and construction, reflecting not only practicality but also cultural significance. The silhouettes of 2 to 3 figures move along the street, their dark forms contrasting against the lighter backdrop, suggesting lives intertwined in the narrative of this urban space. There is a palpable division between the vibrancy of the market and the more subdued essence of the restaurant scene, inviting viewers to contemplate the different energies that these environments evoke. Many viewers often experience a range of emotions when encountering this diptych. The left panel, with its lively street stall, might evoke feelings of warmth and community, inviting reflections on daily interactions and shared spaces. Conversely, the right panel may elicit a sense of introspection and solitude amidst the bustling life, as the restaurant sign looms large, perhaps symbolizing the comfort of familiar places amid the chaos of urban existence. How does this juxtaposition between the lively market and the solitary restaurant affect your own perception of city life? Engaging with Reconfigurations prompts us to consider our personal connections to these scenes. The artwork nudges us to reflect on our own experiences in markets and restaurants, perhaps memories of navigating crowded stalls or the comforting routine of visiting a favorite eatery. As we examine the details, the bamboo scaffolding, the pawn shop sign, the assortment of fruits, are we reminded of the narratives that lie beneath these everyday encounters? This kind of reflection encourages a deeper engagement with both the artwork and our own lives, allowing us to draw parallels between Lau's representation and our own experiences in similar environments. Through Lau's Reconfigurations, we find a powerful commentary on cultural identity and the complexities of urban existence. The two panels tell a larger story about community connections and the dynamics of survival in a bustling city. The figures present, though silhouetted, evoke the myriad of lives that intersect in the vibrant settings of markets and restaurants, each contributing to a larger narrative of urban life. This interplay of presence and absence compels us to consider how these spaces reflect our own identities and experiences in the context of a constantly evolving city landscape. Ultimately, as we immerse ourselves in the world of Reconfigurations, we begin to see art as a crucial dialogue tool. It invites us to explore themes of migration, community, and the ephemeral nature of daily life. Lau's work does not just depict a moment. It encourages us to ponder the larger implications of our surroundings while reminding us that every stall, every sign, and every silhouette tells a story worth investigating. As you step back from this artwork, consider this: how does your own narrative intertwine with those portrayed in Reconfigurations, and what stories do you carry with you as you navigate your own urban experience?